Yeah, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year, Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have any New Year's resolutions?
I haven't come up with any yet. I think I might retroactively come up with one.
So then you look successful when you you accomplish it.
Did you do that this year?
No, I've never really done the...
Wait, so if you were to for 2015, what would your accomplishment be?
What would it have been to get my teeth fixed? Retroactively.
That's a good one.
And I did it.
Dude, tell us about that story. That's pretty wicked.
Yeah, well, wicked sounds about right. My teeth were falling out. No, not falling out. They were crumbling a little bit.
Totally wicked.
So sick.
So fucking metal, dude.
No, I just hadn't been to the dentist in 6 years, and I really should have gone. It was painful because my teeth were hurting, and I knew something was wrong. But I was afraid that I would go to the dentist and they would make me feel bad. They'd say, what are you doing? What have you done? And so that's why I didn't go to the dentist. And each time my teeth started hurting more and more and they got worse and worse, the fear of going and being chastised by the dentist just got stronger and stronger.
Why didn't you come last year?
Why didn't you come last year? When this first happened, why didn't you come?
So they really gave it to you after 6 years, right?
No, nobody said it. In my head, they said
it. That's nice.
No, yeah. No. And so then I finally...
They should have said it.
I finally made it.
You deserve it.
I know.
Let me say it now. Hashtag jackass.
Hashtag you deserve it. You're being really mean, Rob.
Yeah, this is a mean podcast.
That was rude. Hashtag sorry, bro.
That's cool. No, I feel fine about it. But, so I didn't go because I was afraid of what they would tell me. Like, not telling me I screwed up, but telling me, like, this is really bad. You really should have come last year. But then when I finally went, the dentist was like, well, it's bad. But it's nothing we can't fix. And I told him, like, I went in and I sat down in the chair. And I told him, I said, hey, I'm really scared about all this. Aww. Like, I'm really nervous. I know I haven't been in a long time. I know that my teeth are in bad shape. But I'm really nervous about it. And so I think once you tell them that, they're totally...
Then they're cool. It was on the tip of his tongue. Like, where have you been for the last... Oh, it's cool, bro.
Oh, you're nervous. And so, yeah. So then I got my teeth... I got 5 teeth pulled was the first thing. And then they started fixing the ones that they didn't pull. So I got a total of... just one root canal, which was pretty good.
But you had 5 teeth pulled?
4 of them were... Four of them were wisdom
teeth.
How
did your mouth feel during all that?
They were putting me to sleep.
I mean, like, during the last 6 years. I mean, did it hurt every time you ate?
It hurt all the time. Mm-hmm. Period.
Like,
just all the time.
Morning to night.
Yeah. I mean, it would come in waves, but yeah.
Like an aching feeling?
Like a really strong ache.
Did it affect your breath?
No. Oh, I think maybe it did.
No, I never...
I was afraid it did. I always assumed it did.
No, I never... I could never tell. Like, I didn't know your mouth was like that until you told me.
Real quick, my name's Rob.
Oh, sorry, this is Sam.
This is Brittany.
Sam and Brittany have been dating, and I guess you were dating
while your teeth were...
Okay.
Yeah.
We've been dating beforehand, but we've been dating, like, during the last year. During the last year that I've been going to the dentist regularly.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I guess it didn't make my breath smell bad.
That's good.
I assumed it did. Because one day one of my teeth fell out. Like, they were rotting.
Yeah. Your teeth actually fell out?
Yeah.
Oh!
It was bad.
Oh, that's when you decided to go to the dentist?
It took me like 2 months after that.
Because, like, you knew that when you got to the dentist, they were going to be like,
what the fuck?
Dude, you waited until your teeth fell out?
Well, so what happened was, like, it was like a filling would fall out, right? And then there'd be a hole. And then the hole would get bigger because, like, there'd be decay and, like, little pieces of tooth would chip out from where the hole was, like, around the edges.
This is my nightmare, man.
Yeah, I know. So I get like little tooth like shavings, I guess, every now and again. But what happened is one of the holes, it was on my wisdom tooth, actually. One of the holes got so big that it's like it started burying like underneath the tooth. The hole, like, it would start on the side of the tooth, but it went deep down. It went underneath the tooth next to the roots. And so I guess what ended up happening is it like cut off the roots from the top of the tooth. And the tooth, like the top just broke off. The roots were still in there. In my gum, but the top just broke off. So I was at work, and I was like, and I just spit it into my hand, and I was like, and I threw it away. I threw it away because I didn't want to think about the fact that like my wisdom tooth just fell out.
Oh.
But then half of my thought process is like, well, that tooth's good now.
Yeah, don't have to worry about that. Little all did right. you know the roots were still in there. Oh, well, I'm sure you knew.
I did, because you could feel them. But I mean, when I went to the dentist and I told them, they're like, "Well, you don't have that tooth anymore." And I mean, but they said like, "We've seen much worse. You're fine. You're okay." Like it's, they're like, "Yeah, we've seen worse. You're
yeah,
it's fixable."
Yeah, that's at cool. a price.
Yep. And so they say is your first two set of teeth are free, but you pay for the third one.
How big is the set? Oh, like your first two teeth.
Your first two sets of teeth are free.
Your baby teeth,
and then your permanent teeth.
Your permanents.
Mm.
But then the third set, you got to pay for.
Oh, they put in fake, you have false teeth.
No. Well, if you do get false teeth.
Oh.
I mean, but that's just an old idiom. Like, grandparents say, like, the first, remember, take care of your
I've
teeth.
I've never heard that before.
The first two sets are free, but the third one you got to pay for.
Hmm.
Like dentures or whatever.
Yeah. Makes sense.
No, so I got like four crowns, maybe five. One root canal, and then I did get one implant.
Can I see?
So that one's fake. The implant you can't see though. I mean, it's a. If you look up, you can see a screw.
Yeah.
They screw a screw into your jaw.
Cool.
And then in like 4 months' time, once the screw sets, they put a fake tooth. Excuse me, into the screw.
We'll edit it out.
Leave it in, dude.
I love that about podcasts. People are always like, "Oh, we'll edit it out," but they never just leave that part in.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. Oh man! So congratulations on getting your 2015 resolution.
Congrats, Sam.
Yeah, on, dude. Yeah. I mean, like I had the foresight.
Well, I guess technically it would be your 2011 resolution.
Yeah.
Something like
Six
that.
6 years yep. in the making.
Yeah.
And then for Christmas in 2015, I got an electric toothbrush.
Nice.
So.
Now you don't even have to
do
any work.
Now I never have to go to the dentist again.
How about you, Brittany? Do you have any good 2015 resolution?
Nothing as good as Sam's teeth. I got a full-time job. I work at a certain place. So that was pretty cool.
We're going to be anonymous in this one.
So, yeah.
No last names or identifying subject matter.
It's Burger King.
Yep, making those Whoppers. I love them.
Well, we're not going to tell you which one.
I won't tell you which Burger King I work at, but it is a Burger King. But yeah, no, nothing really. I don't make resolutions either. I don't know. It seems destined to fail.
Like, yeah.
If
you're forced to make one, like.
Well, I don't feel forced to make any. I love making resolutions.
Make them all the time, though, right?
Mm-hmm. I was making them on the monthly for a while.
See, and that's fine. That's just part of your getting shit done process.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's totally cool. I feel like so many people, though, they'll make the resolution just one time a year.
And wait until, like, the third to start, and then they go on a diet for, like, a week, and then they're like, "Oh, this is hard."
Diets are hard.
Diets are hard, because the problem with diets is that you, like, flip your whole, you just, like, change all of your eating habits, mm-hmm. like, in one fell swoop, and that's not how habits change.
It's gotta be.
You have to do it in small steps.
Piecemeal.
Yeah, you gotta be like, I had a salad for lunch, and then I still eat that bag of cookies, but I had a salad.
One step at a time, but the first step is lunch.
You consistently get that salad, even mm-hmm. though you're eating shit around it.
Yes.
But you start that habit. But when you do like a diet, it's like, oh, I have to eat salad
Everything,
for breakfast.
Salad for lunch.
And nothing for dinner but Bengal spice tea. And it's people
sadness.
Can't handle that. Yeah.
And sadness.
And, yeah, hunger pangs.
Ibuprofen.
You know when your stomach growls and you're hungry and it, like, feels good? It's kind of, like, satisfying to...
I don't know if I've ever felt that.
Oh.
When you're hungry?
Yeah.
Oh, it's satisfying to go eat, right?
No. Oh. Like, I don't know. Somehow the rumbling kind of... Because it's your stomach shrinking up. It's like...
Yeah.
Is that what the rumbling is?
Yeah.
It's just,
I think
like...
So.
I was on, like, an extreme diet, like, a long time ago, and after a while, like, you just don't feel hungry anymore. Like, it was weird. But then
It just goes away?
It just went away, yeah. Like, cool. I just, like, could eat a salad a day and then just be fine. But it's not healthy.
Oh. Did you have to force yourself to eat more after that?
No. I mean, I just started eating Taco Bell. Yeah. And then that kind of
like, Taco Bell makes you hungry, right?
You take it away right away.
Yeah.
You take away all that that wasn't progress, but you can
it
take away
progress. Yeah. Because it wasn't healthy.
With one Taco Bell meal.
Yeah, one salad a day is like literally.
But I was like 50 pounds heavier than I am now. Mm-hmm. So I just
you
woke
lost
up.
50 pounds
yeah.
on that.
Well, I woke up one day. I had just gotten back from Hawaii, and I was looking at pictures, and I was like, "Oh, I look a lot different than what I think I look like in my head." Like,
wait, what were the pictures of your?
Oh, just me in Hawaii, but I was heavier.
Okay.
And so I was like, "Oh, so I thought I was like thinner."
So this
than
is
that.
How I look. Is
what yeah, you, and then so I was like, "This is how I look." I was like, "Oh, I should probably change my eating habits." And so I started eating like salads. I shouldn't say one salad a day. I just eat salads all the time.
Uh huh.
And then started running. And then lost 50 pounds. But then after that, I was like, okay, Taco Bell again.
How long did it take you to get used to just eating salad? I mean,
like a month.
Oh, my God.
Like, were you okay with that?
Where yeah. I was just fine with it. Like,
weren't you just going crazy working at the Burger King?
Yeah. Yeah, but that was before I made manager. So.
Don't have to touch the food anymore.
Mm. Yeah, I love resolutions.
Yeah, so did you... Wait, what's the last resolution you made then?
I failed all my resolutions this year.
No, that's
actually.
Fine. I mean...
That's fine, yeah.
We didn't make one. I mean, we got it easy because we have retroactive resolutions.
Yeah. Yeah, my resolution was... Well, I had a few, and in fact, it... I think I might have had too many. Let me try and remember what I had.
Could be tough.
Yeah.
I was going to finally get through my rapid reading course book. And it was the third time through, and I got to the same place that I always do, where it says, if you're not reading 500 words per minute by now, do the exercises until you get there and then continue.
How
and
far...
next time I do this, if I do it again, I'm just going to do it at like 475
How
or whatever.
How far in the book is that
it's
portion?
Probably half or a little less than halfway.
Do you find those books to be helpful?
Yeah.
I mean, I've only read one self-help book ever.
When I get into the rhythm of it and I'm practicing consistently, mm-hmm. but then having the book tell me, like, I'm not ready to move on, like, really defeats
disconcerting.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I inevitably will do the exercises for another week, and then I'm like, I suck at reading, and then I quit. I quit books.
Aww. I could never read.
Yeah.
I should give up.
And then, what else? One resolution I did do actually was to approach 200 people randomly.
Like, did you give yourself?
I didn't
like a week to do it, or a
for
month
the year.
To do it. Oh, for a year.
Yeah,
it's not bad. 200. That's doable.
Yeah,
that's a good. A good, like, middle step
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, actually, last New Year's 2015, I was really shy at the bar. I was at a bar in Japan, and I wanted to talk to all these people, but I was too nervous to go up and talk to them, and
yep.
just buckling to that fear.
And you felt so upset about it,
makes me so
it, right?
depressed, and mm-hmm. I was like, I will never let this.
No, anybody would feel upset. I mean, I felt upset where you just...
Yeah.
Sitting there and you say, I want to do something, but you don't.
You're just frozen, yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah,
that
I suck.
This is the, yeah.
And then, you know, when you finally do just approach someone, it's never even close to as bad as you think it's
yeah.
going to be. No. Usually people are very friendly.
Mm-hmm. Not at all, yeah, exactly.
And
the
I didn't actually keep count, but I
you
definitely,
must have made 200.
Oh, easily. I would go out, I'd be at Duffy's. This bar back home, and just talk to every single person at the bar some nights. And throughout the night,
that's
I would
lot,
know,
man.
And I would memorize all their names. And I feel so much more confident talking to strangers now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like that girl you said hi to tonight.
Yeah.
Very confident. You got nothing in return, but.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, that's another part of it is not feeling bad when you don't get a response.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not living and dying by people's response to you.
By other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what did you expect her to say when you said hi? Like, did you
just
expect
hello,
her to
right?
say, hey?
Yeah.
Although,
but,
I mean...
Or actually, I I wasn't surprised that she didn't say anything back.
Yeah, saying hi to a girl. I'd have
appreciated her to say hi. And some people do.
Saying hi to a girl on a dark street.
We had a girl in our party, Brittany.
Yes.
So I figure that...
And I said, hey, he's a great guy.
That's what she should have said.
His intentions are good.
And then she'd be hanging out with us on the podcast right now.
I know, I failed.
Hey, he's a great guy. That's what she should have said.
What I should have said was, want to make a podcast? You know
what? And I'm like, that's not a metaphor.
Did I tell you about an idea I had for a YouTube channel called GoPro? No, not GoPro. GoProaches.
I was going to say GoPros. Already been taken.
Yeah.
Where you just record the progress. Is it only one person who's approaching? It was only one person who's wearing the GoPro and doing like random approaches?
Yeah, like I would wear a GoPro on my head and approach women. Or men. Mostly women.
Mm-hmm. Always like in a sexual manner? Sorry, sexual is the wrong word. Always with like romantic interest. Hey, I'm a sexual
guy.
You
want to make a podcast with me?
Sorry. Always with like a romantic goal in mind.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the main idea, but I think it would probably branch out into just, like, talking to random people at bars. Yeah. Or probably, I don't know.
Yeah, you could have, like, the side episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would be more interesting? Because I feel like that's something that's been done. I've seen it before.
Have you?
Maybe not with the GoPro, but, like, with a hidden camera or something.
Or... But that's the beauty of GoProaches. It's so in your face. It's like, I'm recording you, right? This is first-person perspective of you getting hit on, girl. What
I would like to see more is you approaching guys, but just, like, to be friends.
Yeah.
I feel like men approaching women, like, to go on a date or something like that.
Already
it's been done.
Awkward enough.
And it's been done. I mean, not that it's been done, but, like... You know, that gets talked about a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In like self-help, pop culture, all over the place. Oh my I think guys approaching guys heterosexually just to like hang
like,
out
yeah,
or
be buds.
Friends,
yeah.
Be buds. I feel like that's something that doesn't get
that's
discussed.
That's a good idea.
True.
Actually.
Because I don't know how to do it. I tried to do it once and it didn't work out.
True.
Well, no, one, no, no, sorry. No, I think I've tried to do it.
Fake many, names. Like, fake names.
I can't remember his name, so it's okay.
Chad.
Chad. Fucking Chad.
But I should say, it once in recent memory. You know, of course when you're kids, it's much easier. It's like, come over, ride bikes.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's easy.
Oh,
and
to approach people to be friends?
Like, to hang out with a guy specifically to be friends.
Where'd you meet this person at?
On campus at UC Davis. Or no, maybe I met him. I met him at a house in Davis. He was roommating. He was roommates with some law students. And so I went to a house where a bunch of law students, like three law students and one grad student in the physics department lived.
Did you, like, were there qualities about him that you thought were cool?
No, not at all. I don't even think that anything's cool about this guy. I mean, he's a nice guy. I don't know how it happened. I really don't know. Like, I didn't talk to him and then think to myself, we gotta hang out. Yeah, yeah. I have no idea how this happened. But we ended up, like, making a bowling date. Just the two of us.
Wait, do I know this guy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, were you thinking Austin?
Yeah.
No, that's slightly different.
Yeah.
No, but this guy, I can't even remember his name. And we went
you
bowling.
You mean Alan
Boston?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, no identifying
Boston.
Names. No, but this guy, can't remember his name.
Yeah,
I
think
that's cool. We made plans to go bowling and then go get some beers. And, like, so we did that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's, as weird as it sounds, there's no spark.
Yeah, no. I get that.
And I have no idea, like, I don't even think that I was, had, like, a dearth of friends, you know? I don't think that I was looking for friends, but for whatever reason, like, I made the trek out to Sacramento to go bowling and then go get a beer with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in the nature of my work at Burger King, a lot of it is... predicated on like doing happy hours, and so like I approach people I don't know very well. I'm like, hey, so do you want to go out to like a happy hour? And then sometimes like I just never go with them ever again. Oh. Like, it's just going to meet people.
Is your coworkers?
Or people even within the same...
Customers.
Customers, yes. Or maybe...
Fellow coworkers.
No, maybe somebody that works...
From another Burger King?
Coworkers at a different franchise.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
A McDonald's. A McDonald's or a Wendy's.
Got it.
And we have to, you know, talk about things. But, you know, you base
like
your
burgers.
French... Like burgers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like burger
and
toppings.
Meat prices,
exactly.
Obviously.
Yes.
They're
beef.
You're giving them too much, man. They're going to figure it out.
They're gonna think Brittany works in some super secret, you know,
and
laboratory.
And I work
somewhere.
At a Burger King, so I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, I mean,
right.
You have to do that. But sometimes there isn't like that spark with people. But then some of them I become friends with. I have become
mm-hmm.
friends within the last couple of years with
mm-hmm.
people I've met just doing
mm-hmm.
my job.
Yeah.
But
I think girls have an easier time meeting girls, though.
I think girls have an easier time meeting men and women.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, men and women, I mean, the majority of people on Earth like women better than they like men. You know?
No, that's not true.
I think it is.
I think even, yeah. I think even gay
think
men like women better than they
men,
like men.
I think men like women
in
better than they like
true.
Men.
Generally speaking.
I'd say the majority. I'd say
you
the,
don't think that's true?
I don't.
The majority
You're
of
out of your mind. What
I'm
about
not.
The conversation that we were having about women wingmen? Do you think that's that women wingmen?
I think women trust women.
Wing women aren't more effective
women
than
are
wingmen.
Competitive with women. I think women
yeah.
are competitive with other women, and I don't know if I trust another woman to be like, oh, okay, I believe what she says because she's a woman. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you would.
Okay, Rob,
right.
I would.
Settled.
Thanks,
settled.
maybe not. Maybe
well,
we're making like
here's a
personal.
Yeah, of course it's a generalization.
Yep.
Here's a personal story about it, though. I was in Vancouver for New Year's this year, and...
Sounds like a great time.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at the bus stop waiting to go downtown, and there were three Argentinian girls and a Swiss girl. And we were talking... I was talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was another guy, and I could just feel the wall, you know? Like the, hey, what's your... Like, they were kind of...
From the girls to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like... They were kind of like, what do you want? What's your angle?
Yeah.
Not trusting, which is natural, I think. It's natural between strangers.
Yep.
But then my friend Kim, her name's Kim. Kim jumps in and says, she says, hi, new people. And the wall just came crumbling down.
Yep.
And then... She talked to them for like 2 minutes and then took off. And then all of a sudden I was having
Your
a great
gone.
Conversation with these girls.
The wall they put up between you is gone.
Yeah.
You know, it just might be person to person, though. Like, I know that at times I don't really want to talk to people when I'm just walking down the street. And I can't tell you how many times women get just like randomly hit on by men.
There's always
oh,
going to be
exactly.
there's always
and
gonna be
I
a
think
wall
that's why they put up that wall,
And that's
wall,
why
too.
You put up the wall.
Yeah.
Like, I put up a wall every day. Like,
because getting back to Rob's initial...
Because women aren't hitting on you all the time.
No, to Rob's initial hypothesis that everybody likes women more than they like men.
Yeah, because men are dirtbags. And
so
women are hot.
Why, that's why everybody wants to talk to you.
More...
Can't you just like not like everybody equally? Like not like women or men.
I hate everybody
men,
the
just
same.
Like everybody, like dislike everybody
you
across the board.
You can definitely do that,
you can do
whatever Brittany.
You
well, you guys are doing broad generalizations.
Yeah.
Where it could be that
I mean,
everybody
we're
just
doing
hates
a
If you want, Brittany, we could talk about you specifically.
Yeah,
really
let's talk about
down.
This.
I don't hate everybody. I'm just saying that. You're being very general about this.
Yeah, and that's part of the statement. It is a generalization. But it's true, and it's fact.
I love those true generalizations. Ocarinas?
They're the sexiest things I've ever heard.
Buy it! Hey, we're back from that commercial, great commercial.
So we're back.
We're back.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's resolutions.
Or just New Year's
or
in
just,
general.
Oh, New Year's in general, yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's a pretty big subject matter.
It is.
I haven't enjoyed a New Year's until this one for many years.
Like, really enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling Sam that New Year's, I can't remember, like, having a great New Year's. I mean, this one was good, but in general,
yeah,
they're not really...
Well, this one was like, it's like a Saturday night.
Yeah, it was just
And like, I always enjoy those.
Yeah.
Like, I like going out with friends, and then going home at about 1 or 12:30. And that's exactly,
getting older. And that's exactly what
this was. Who knows? This might be the last year I stay out till midnight.
No, it's not. You're not that old.
Honestly, if I found myself in living somewhere where all my friends were gone for New Year's, I'd be completely okay.
Dude, you would stay up if we all went to like a cabin.
Oh yeah, Tahoe, oh yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. But like if I was, you know,
by yourself.
I guess obviously if I, no, not obviously. Maybe some people by themselves would still go out and find strangers to hang out with.
Well, there's like 8 billion people. That's a lot of people.
Something like that. Oh, yeah. We were discussing how many people that actually is.
Oh, yeah. That was a good conversation.
What was that the...
It was if you had...
Oh, if you could meet
10,000 people every
second.
And how you would do that.
For...
40 years is what we...
40 years?
If you meet 10,000 people every second for the next 40 years...
So, like, there's a line where people are waiting to filter into a... Oh, I guess they're in rooms that are in a big elevator, right?
You're standing on a platform, and then you're jumping around, and then just jumping.
And saying, hello, hello.
Like, you keep just turning and turning, and there are multiple lines of people. And people are born in the line.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was like I was born in the line, and I didn't meet the guy until I was
30 years old.
Yeah, and that's how you meet everybody on the planet.
Yes.
But the problem is, by the time you met everyone on the planet, there'd be an extra billion people,
and you got to work for 5 more years.
Yeah.
You're like shit.
You'd have to have like a cutoff, like. Meet everybody born at 2016.
Before 2016, yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you started the goal. But then, it's doable, definitely.
Yeah.
Nothing's impossible.
Okay, so you would be more likely than me to go out by yourself on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But I would be okay. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for me to go to bed at like 10:30
New Year's Eve. Do you... when you go out on Saturday night, do you...
I usually stay out past midnight.
Oh, okay.
Generally.
Oh, so then the likelihood of you staying out for New Year's is pretty good.
If I go out.
Right.
But if I stay home, I don't think I'd be likely to stay up just to stay up. If I happen to be up watching a movie, sure.
Uh-huh.
I'll bang some pots and pans together or something.
New Year's is my favorite. I love New Year's because of the resolutions mostly. And I feel like New Year's is a holiday that everyone can get behind. Except Chinese people.
Why?
They have their own
Because they have New their Year's. Own calendar.
Oh, yeah.
But they can too.
They're welcome to come along.
Of course they are.
I mean, well,
love Chinese people.
Ditto.
Same.
Good.
Yeah, it is one. I think it's probably more open to the public than I think any other holiday.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, in America, most people celebrate every holiday. Most people celebrate every holiday. Like, even the super religious people celebrate Halloween, I think.
What are you basing that on?
Anecdotal evidence.
Yeah.
My brain.
Let's see. Yeah. Do you have any good New Year's memories?
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to call out names.
Oh, you don't have to say any names.
Change the names.
Change the names.
Bob. I know who you're talking about, bro.
People, do these people listen to it?
The two people in Virginia, was it?
those were CIA agents, by the way.
No, just tell the story.
Okay.
Trying to change the subject.
This must have been New Year's.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, of course. I was at this great party in San Francisco.
So does she.
Right. I was at this great party in San Francisco. It was in North Beach at a friend's parents' house.
Yeah, and I was there.
Yeah, rooftop view of the Bay Bridge.
So nice. We were so young, too. And we were
I think I was 23 or 24. Yeah. And this was when...
We were rich.
Our friend Jake...
For a night.
When our friend Jake was living in Oakland.
Yeah.
And so we were staying with Jake.
Wait, who's Jake?
But also going to... But we were staying with Jake in Oakland. But we went from his house to the party in San Francisco. And all of our friends were there. Yeah. And it was a great time. Mm-hmm. And everybody was pretty drunk. And so the end of the night rolls around after New Year's. And everybody kind of heads their separate ways. But we lose one member of our party who's going back to Jake's house in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
We lose this guy, like Gary, I think was his name.
Yeah. Gary and
nobody,
Jake.
And nobody knows where he went off to. But we got to get home because the Bart's going to stop running and we really have no choice. It's, you know, it's him or us. Or sorry, it's him or everybody who gets stranded in San Francisco and can't make it back to Oakland. So we decided to hop on the Bart and we get back.
We ditched him?
We did.
Wait, did I go with you?
I believe so.
Back to Jake's house.
Yeah. Or maybe you went back to your house. Maybe you were living in the city at that time.
I was. So you went back to Jake's house.
I did. And so did a bunch of other people that we were with.
Yeah.
Like four of us.
He was in like the East Bay, right?
Yeah, yeah. So anyhow, we get back to Jake's house and we're all getting ourselves tucked into bed. Mm-hmm. We caught the last bar. Maybe we caught the second to last bar. We're getting ourselves tucked into bed and watching TV. And then about 3 in the morning... Gary bursts in the door and he's disheveled and his hair is like everywhere and he looks like he doesn't know where he's at. And we're like, Gary, man, you made it. He's like, yeah, man, I made it. And so we're like, where were you, Gary? And he starts saying, he's like, I don't know where I was, man. Like I was walking around and I fell asleep in a porta potty. And then some guy comes in the porta potty and he says, hey, you got to get out of there. And so I'm walking around, and I don't know, man, I'm messed up. And so I lay down in a gutter.
Oh, no!
And then I'm laying there, and some guy's like, you got to get out of the gutter. You got to get out of here.
So same guy?
So I get up, and I don't know, and I just walk to the BART station. I don't know what, you know, I just walked to the BART station, and I got on the BART. We're like, oh, my God, Gary, you got on the BART?
Oh, man.
Yeah, his timing was great. He's like, yeah, I got on the BART. And then I got off BART, and I was walking back to Jake's house, and I just really need to get some cigarettes. So I went into the Walgreens. And I was standing in line for Walgreens, and all the people were looking at me. And they were weird, man. And then, I was just standing in line, and I just got to pee. And so I just start peeing. we say, Gary, he's like, yeah, man, everybody's... We're like, Gary, you peed yourself? He's like, yeah, man, everybody's looking at me weird. And we look down, he's got this big old,
Pete Mark, yeah. He stood in line at Walgreens and just peed himself and then bought his cigarettes.
But he kept talking about it. Everybody at the Walgreens was so weird. it's not my story, unfortunately.
Well,
I kind of
wish
though.
I had my
it's
own.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I have my own.
I would go to bed at New Year's up until I was, 25 and just, go to sleep.
Before midnight?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing to do. I mean, I was in Humboldt County at the time, and
you were stoned, right?
No, I did not do that ever when I was there.
Cut that shit.
But yeah, I would just hang out, chill out, and then go to sleep with I'd fall asleep at parties. It was awesome. I enjoyed it. I don't know. I felt like the vibe of Humboldt County was much more fun than going out to bars and.
Mm-hmm. What you mean, house parties and?
Yeah, or just relaxing. I've always felt more relaxed in Humboldt, and then when I came down to Sacramento, I would go out to bars, which I always feel are more like.
High stress, high activity.
You got guys hitting on you.
Yeah, you're always kind of worried about what people are doing or it just gets high stress. Whereas
are there more celestial or astrological ceremonies in Humboldt County?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, are there, like, celebrations for the winter and summer solstice?
I don't know.
Or for New Year's even, like, where you go out in the forest and you kind of...
Oh, I mean, going out to the forest and chilling out was something that you just did.
Right,
like,
cool.
Like, all the time. Like, when I was in college. But
not necessarily for...
Not necessarily
for... spiritual reasons.
I wouldn't do that anyway, but, like, just going out to hang out with my friends in the forest. When you're 18, 19, 20, mm-hmm. it's a lot of fun, like...
Are there specific forest areas? Like, do you want to go to Redwood the Big Park? Rock or, like, the Double Tree, you know? Or do you want to go to, like, the Bumbling Creek?
Yeah, was there, like, area? A consistent meetup?
No, you just go out to Redwood
Park. Or you meet in a parking lot?
Well, I would meet my friends at the dorm. I had one specific friend that I would go and hiking in the forest with and mm-hmm. at night. And we would just go out there and hang out. But it's kind of weird in retrospect.
Sounds a little creepy.
It is creepy in retrospect.
And dangerous.
And dangerous. It's
like walking through Bidwell Park.
That's scary. Have you done that?
Yeah.
What? No, I don't know if I was there.
Did you ever do that with our group of friends where we walked through Bidwell Park? It was
Taylor, like, once or twice.
Julian and Joey.
Yeah.
Were you there that one time? There's a group of us. I think there's... I want to say we were 17 and 18 years old. We were, you know,
young
men. Was
there rustling in the bushes and we
yeah,
bolted?
Yeah, and there were about 10 of us. There were 10 of us who were walking. Hmm. And there was some rustling, maybe 9 or 10. That sounds about right. And we were scaring each other, freaking each other out, saying like, oh shit, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I think I heard something. And we're like, shut up, man, stop scaring me. He's like, no, dude, I totally think I heard it. But
yeah,
I think
course.
They were all like pulling each other's legs. But yeah. We were walking and just freaking each other out.
It becomes
and
real.
And then there's rustling in the bushes. And somebody says, hello. And then we heard right next to us in the bushes.
Hello.
And everybody's like, oh, fuck. And everybody just runs.
Jesus.
But there was like 10 of us. And we all just
yeah.
Started.
Like, you could have just destroyed that.
Whatever it might have been. Or maybe I'm just imagining that I heard the hello.
The funny thing is, like, you're so terrified of homeless people in the park, but, mm-hmm. like, homeless people are obviously more scared of you. They don't have any protection or shelter or shoes.
I wasn't scared of the homeless people. I was scared of, like, the possessed hobos or whatever the hell I had in my mind.
The ones that were on the methamphetamines.
It wasn't just a person. It was something more than a person. It was like a ghost hobo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even believe in ghosts.
Yes, I do.
No.
I just haven't experienced it.
You just never have seen one.
I believe in it, but I have no experience whatsoever with ghosts. And that bums me out.
No, it's not fun.
In my mind, ghosts...
Have you?
Yeah, the house I grew up in was really haunted.
What?
I personally think the house I grew up in was haunted. But
what happened?
I don't know. It was a new development when we moved in. We moved in like 91 or 92. And it was a new house. Like, there shouldn't have been anything there. But it was really strange. Like, I would see like weird faces on the wall. Like, I would hear. Yeah, it's really.
You
creepy.
See me tearing up?
Yeah.
I get this way when I think about these things.
Really?
Yeah. Since I was a kid. Did you ever watch Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah.
All the time.
I love that show.
Did you see that one with the haunted house where the guy came home with his lunch pail and flew out of his hand and hit a lamp?
No.
And I was like, oh!
So ghosts...
That's a poltergeist.
Discussions of ghosts affect you?
Yes, because they're mean.
Yeah.
Discussions of ghosts affect you?
Like, discussions of ghosts where people have had experiences of them.
See,
and I kind of empathize with it.
See, I wish I.
You don't want to see that. Like, that's scary.
Maybe a little bit. I think
he would punch that face in the wall.
No, I think that I think for the most part, ghosts are. I think it's just as likely for a ghost to be friendly than it is for it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Upset or angry or whatever.
But the friendly ones won't. Like, show up.
You, right?
It's like what we were talking about at dinner, where, like, if someone's better than you, they won't comment on it.
They won't
comment. But the people that aren't better than you will, like,
say it,
make a comment.
Because the ghosts that are happy, they're just going off on their own thing.
Well, the happy...
Bother with that?
Well, the happy... I've had, like, happy ghost experiences where I've been in certain places, and, like, one time I was at a workplace. Not Burger King, but a different place. And I was sitting there waiting for customers to come in. This is actually a customer service-based place. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting there, I was all by myself, and like waiting for the clock, you know, the time of the day to end. And I heard somebody say, "Brittany." And I was like, but I didn't feel afraid. I looked over and I said, "Yes." But it never responded, nothing responded. But I didn't feel anything weird, like, or scary or bad. It was just like my name was called and that was it.
Nothing there.
Yeah, and then I talked to my coworkers about it, and they were like, "Oh, it means that the ghost likes you. Like, we've all had our names called in this place."
Oh!
And they only do it for people that they like.
Cool.
And I was like, "Oh, yeah,
what?
Yeah, my third eye is closed. I have no sensitivity whatsoever to anything supernatural.
Yeah.
Which kind of bums me out.
You could probably open it.
There's probably a method.
Nah. You gotta go out into the forest, dude.
Humboldt County Forest.
Yeah. Scary.
I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, I heard this really good This American Life on Halloween, actually. Their Halloween episode was...
Ooh, yeah.
Act 1, I think, was about a haunted house in the 1800s, and they were seeing things and hearing things, and... like they would see like a woman at the foot of the bed, and they would call at them and then disappear. And it turned out it was carbon monoxide poisoning.
People were going in there and like hallucinating.
Yeah, carbon monoxide.
It cuts off oxygen, or sorry, it starves your brain of oxygen.
It will create hallucinations like that.
So people were seeing shit because of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah, there was a leak in the house because it was an old house. Creepy. Yeah,
that's something else.
Yeah,
so that's what I should do. Is I should
just huff,
just go get a car in a garage and turn it on, and let it run for about an hour, and then hang out there.
You will see some ghosts.
Take a dark turn.
Look in a mirror, you'll be one.
Oh my god, did you ever do that? Did you ever do that? Go to a bathroom.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Yeah, it was terrifying.
I had that.
I never did that once because
you knew better.
You can't help but see things. I mean, I've done it. And it's just, I mean, your mind just plays tricks on you.
Yeah, it's just.
It actually is very frightening.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, because you work yourself up, you know?
Yeah.
I used to, hit the light switch and jump into bed because you know something's going to grab you from underneath. Get under those covers. Oh god,
we do that now.
Turn on some more lights around here.
Yeah. We do that now, but only because the cat will like scratch our ankles as we're walking.
So something
that's terrifying.
It is. We turn the lights off and I walk, and then as the second I get on the bed, the cat will jump up on
and
the bed
bite.
And bite my ankles.
You said she doesn't do that anymore.
Only to me.
That's it. Sam.
And only in that instance when I go to the bathroom. Or, sorry, the bedroom.
Like that. She just did it, kind of.
Pee-pee. Her name is Dr. Peepee.
Dr. Peepee. Yeah. Although Brittany's thinking about filing an official name change document, so she'll be Chef Peepee.
I don't think she's smart enough to be a doctor.
Yeah.
She'd probably be okay.
What
chef.
Are you saying about the food preparers of America?
Wow.
Wow.
The food preparers of America.
Oh, just kidding. She be a chef, you have to be very smart.
She was one before she made manager at Burger King.
Yeah.
So she understands the hard work that goes into being a chef.
Yeah.
True.
But she's no doctor. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What other New Year's topic is there? Besides resolutions,
getting
and partying.
Older, that's always a New Year's.
Oh,
topic.
Yeah.
I'm about to be 29 this upcoming year.
Dang, girl. You are entering your late 20s.
I am.
You are now in your mid-late 20s.
And now I'm going to be in my
no.
late 20s.
Oh, she's currently in her mid-late 20s.
I'm in my mid-late 20s. I'm going to be in my late 20s in March.
I'd say technically 28 is late 20s, though.
No.
No, because 27 is early late 20s. 26 is late mid-20s. Mid-mid-20s.
25 is the mid-mid-20s.
And 24 is the early mid-20s.
No, I'd say 24 is the late early 20s.
24 is the late early 20s?
That's what I would say.
No, because 23 is the late early
20s. So 24 is the early mid-20s?
Yeah.
And
22 is the mid-early 20s.
And 21 is the early early 20s.
And 20 is 20.
2020. Okay. So 25 is early 20s.
No,
25 is mid-20s. Sorry,
you're right. No, can we say mid? 25 is mid-20s.
Yeah, you can shorten it to mid. But the long of it
is... So anyhow, the long and the short of it is Brittany is currently in the mid...
She's old!
In the mid-late 20s.
In the mid-late 20s.
But she will be in March, late 20s. Late 20s.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We could just shorten that to late 20s.
And then it's going to be... Cool.
But I mean, 30s. The last three can all be called late 20s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if we're getting specific, late 20s. Yes. But she's currently in the late 20s.
I'm in late 20s right now.
If we want to break it down by month, too...
Let's get on
like
it.
Trimesters.
Let's do it.
So,
all right, I'll get the
on your birthday. You'll be in your early late 20s.
Exactly. Yeah, getting older.
Yeah.
These two guys.
What do you think
here?
About that? Being 29, are you excited about 30? Are you not even thinking about it because 29 is still a year to enjoy your 20s?
Mm-hmm. I haven't really thought about it. I think
I bring her down though. I mean, unfortunately, she's already there just because she hangs out with me all the time.
Yeah.
Sam did. I don't want to say he freaked out about being turning 30.
29
but
is
he
worse
did
than 30.
Talk about it a lot. And he was
it's
like,
it's an exciting
I'm gonna be
time,
30.
I think.
Oh, no, I was slightly frightened about turning 30. But that was when I was 29. When I got about 3 months away from my 30th birthday, I was fine.
And I was but 27 at the time, so it's like, whatever.
You're like, whatever, old man.
I'll never be there. And now here I am. 29, my last year. My
yeah.
20s. I don't know. My 20s were okay. You know?
30's where it's at.
Yeah,
tell
that's
you
what
where.
I hear. 30's
pretty good.
That's what I hear.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah. Like, it's like you look back at 20s and it's like, well, I learned a lot. Now I'm going to use what I learned.
Yeah.
move back in with my parents.
No. Now it's that you aren't afraid to use what you've learned.
Yeah.
Or you have no apprehension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like it's going to be the same at 40. I'm going to look back at 30 and be like, oh, I get it now.
I'm pretty sure.
And then when you're 50, you're going to be like, oh.
40-year-old Rob
was a
jack.
Asshole.
Yeah.
And 60, wow. 50-year-old Robinson.
Exactly.
It's got to level out. It's got to level out eventually, right?
When you're 80, you're just like whatever.
Yeah. Who cares? I can't remember any of them anyway.
I'm old.
I think. I don't know.
It's got to level out. I really, because I definitely know that when I was in, it seems like every year that I get older, I look back at my previous years and think to myself, like, man, I didn't know shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on, but it's gotta stop happening at some point.
No, when you die.
Yeah.
There, I don't think that there's ever gonna be a year where you're like
where you look back and think, hey, I really had it all figured out when I was 5 years younger.
Yeah. Well, if you do that, you're gonna be like stagnating and you're gonna be depressed.
You ever look back on yourself and think 5 years ago I had it all figured out, or 5 years ago?
I feel like I had it more figured out when I was in Japan last year,
mm-hmm.
before I came home, than I have it figured out now. Like, I feel like I've forgotten a good deal of what I had figured out in Japan being home these last 10 months.
Mentally, right?
Mentally, yeah. Like, I've just lost a lot of drive and a lot of motivation, and like, my consistent goal setting... I saw Peter out over the last 10 months being at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you what, it's not something to hope for, man. You should always want
to
look back and be like, oh,
I suppose
I didn't
right.
know what was up.
That's a really wise thing to say.
Yeah.
Is mm-hmm. that you should look forward to looking back on yourself and thinking, man, I was an idiot.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You never want to stop making mistakes, because as soon as you stop making mistakes, then you're just doing the things that you already know and you're comfortable with, and
mm-hmm.
you know, what's the point? Life's a really fun adventure, and if you just want to sit around, that's cool, that's up to you, but there's a lot of opportunity to do so much more.
I like the way that sounds, actually.
That's why 2016...
Strive to make a fool out of yourself.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because... Oh, man. The ego just, like, gets in your way.
Your own ego?
Your own ego just gets in your way, and it's so ridiculous. It's like, You just get so worried about such stupid crap.
Nobody likes looking like a fool.
No one likes looking like a fool. But you come out on the other side stronger for it. Mm-hmm. If you hide from looking like a fool, then, well, it's just like what I just said. It's the same.
Oh, then you a fool.
You a fool. Then you the real fool. Yeah.
No, it's your environment, man.
That's the thing.
Living in Japan and, like, making your own schedule and doing what you want to do and, like, looking out for yourself. I mean, I actually think that taking care of yourself, is a good foundation for them branching out from there. Mm-hmm. Once you kind of, like, get in the habit of doing, like, your shopping, your laundry, your cleaning, like, every day, and you're active.
For a little background story, I was in Japan teaching English for two years. Yeah.
Crazy. You're the longest person I've ever known to live abroad.
Yeah, and I didn't come home once.
I thought you did.
No, not once. No, for two straight years, I didn't come home. I had a dream that I flew home for a weekend.
Oh, you woke up from this
and
dream.
And I was like, oh, I'm still here. No. I really was eager to come home after that 2 years.
Right, yeah. And, understandably.
I lived in my own apartment for the first time in my life. And everything.
You mean by yourself? I mean, you've lived.
Yeah, no roommates.
But, yeah, no roommates.
Yeah, and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, I love living alone without a roommate. It's really good.
It's okay. I mean,
what do you think?
Is it,
it has its perks for sure.
So I came. I developed a plan.
So does living with the love of your life, though. On the record.
You're the love of my life, too,
babe. Okay, sorry. I just had to make sure that's on the record. But yes.
Want more. Because I told you I've been listening to that couples podcast. Couple of questions.
We're not playing
you
game
should
game
all,
here.
You should all listen to a couple of questions. It's anyway.
Anyway, so you live by yourself.
I got really motivated to. I wanted to come home and build a business online that I could run and never have a legitimate job, like a normal everyday job again. Like I promised myself I would never get a job again.
The grind, pretty much.
The grind.
Yep.
I was going to make money on my own terms, and my plan was to come home, live with my folks, and work on this business. And I tried, but the drive just slowly slipped away, and the drinking. I didn't even drink in Japan. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke pot. And
you abstained from everything.
I woke up at 4 a.m. and I did like 200 push-ups in the morning.
Too, right?
I meditated for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Tony Robbins be like, "Yes, you can." I'd be like, "Yes, I am." And I just like, I knew I was going to come back. I was going to turn my family around. I was going to get them to get motivated and take hold of their lives, and I was going to change the world, but I lost it over time, and I'm really bummed about it, but I want to, like, talk about it in a way that isn't too depressing, because I feel like, when I talk about it, like, people are like, "Oh, it's all right, dude, you're fine. Like, I think you were just about to say that.
Well, I mean, I was going to say it's all right, you know, if things don't work out the way you expect them to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm learning that. And I was really bummed about it. And the thing is that, especially in this new year, like, I'm getting a kick from 2016. Like, my resolution power is back up. Mm-hmm. I went to Vancouver.
Yeah.
I'm in Sacramento now. And
you're feeling motivated to move away from Chico.
And I have a job prospect. Mm-hmm. And I actually want a job, because I feel like in having a job, I will regain the motivation that I gained when I had a job in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll now be independent again, and I will cook my own meals, which, Mom, love your meals. Love
I'm
them.
I'm sure they're delicious.
They're delicious.
I'm sure they're great.
I'm sure they're delicious.
That's great.
And nutritional. No, you need like a base level of activity. I mean, yeah. I really think that you can't, like, you can't be inactive and then have, I don't know, I guess, like, sparks or peaks of activity just from kind of, like, a low level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From, like, a low base. I feel like you need to be constantly active. You need to be, I mean, like, living on your own, taking care of yourself, doing all the stuff that involves...
Yeah,
that revolves around taking care of yourself.
There's this great metaphor that I love to use. Did you ever watch The Tick?
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember it, but...
There's this episode, The Tick versus the Breadmaster. And in the beginning of the episode, The Tick and Arthur are in a supermarket, and a big loaf of bread starts growing in there, and it swallows The Tick. And at first, he's fighting. He's going to suffocate or whatever.
Yep.
But then, oh, this bread is so warm and comfortable, and he just stops fighting the bread. That's my life.
Sounds about right, as you're just trapped in the bread.
Yeah. And now that, like, I'm out of the bread, I'm in Sacramento, I'm like, I can't get back in that bread. And I know when I get back in that bread, I'm going to have to, like, really, like, kick off the sheets.
You're just high activity right now. Yeah. When I mean, in Vancouver you were, like, I mean, traveling will do it, too. It's because you're always on. If you're, like, out of your comfort zone, you got to be aware.
Yeah.
And always on.
Yeah.
I think, when you're in unfamiliar places.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I tried to keep my early morning schedules, but without a job and people taking care of me, it was just like... I'm just gonna hit the snooze today.
What you need is, I mean, having a job to get to like 8 a.m. it forces you to get up at 4 to do what you need to do to make your day as good as it possibly can.
And it motivates me toward that goal. Like, the whole reason I didn't want a job was because I had a job that I didn't like. I didn't really like teaching English, so yep. I was like, I didn't want that. And now that I don't have it, I don't really have anything to fight for. I'm like, oh, I'm
you need a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need
something to fight against.
Yeah.
That'll work, having a good antagonist. Every protagonist.
I am Luke Skywalker in my own story of
life.
But
Luke Skywalker is nothing. Who's his enemy?
Is it his father?
Or is it more the Emperor? But you, I mean, Luke Skywalker's nothing without the dark side.
Did you do any volunteering when you were, like, during this 10-month period? Because I was unemployed for, like, 3 months after my last job at McDonald's ended. And
before she got the Burger King deal.
Before I got this Burger King deal. And I was kind of I don't want to say depressed. I was upset because I was bummed because I was like, am I just not good enough to find another position?
Were you job searching that whole time?
Yeah, like for 3 months I was job searching, and I was just feeling more and more depressed about it. But then I was like, I just need to do something I actually want to do, I actually like to do. So I started volunteering at different organizations with people I was interested in working with, and it ended up, it's just, I don't know, it helped my self-esteem a lot more, because there were people saying, you know, you are marketable, it's just not the right job. But it's hard when people say that, because you're like, well, why don't you just hire me? Or, you know, like, it's a self-esteem, like, it hits your self-esteem, and it really hit mine hard when I didn't have something.
I think that's definitely what's going on over here, too. I did not volunteer. I volunteered at the Blue Room Theater like 2 days, and that was nice.
I mean, that's something just to get yourself out there and like interact with people.
Yeah, and then I got cast in a show, and that's keeping me busy, and that's actually really nice.
Super stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come see it, January 14th at Blue Room Theater.
Chico, California.
Chico, California.
Did you say what it's called? What's the title? I don't even know what the title is.
Oh, what is the title of this podcast?
No, the play.
Oh, it's called Detroit.
Detroit.
Yep.
Detroit.
After the city. But it's not in the city. Well.
Here's to 2016.
To 2016.
To 2016. Boop, boop. I should have said ditto.
Record it again.